What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
A colossal monster, a city in ruins, no way out, except inside of the all-electric Toyota CHR. John Cho stars in Escape. Test drive Toyota's new all-electric family today. Toyota, let's go places.
The Burt Show.
All right, so Jen Hobby, I took your advice yesterday.
Uh-oh. Okay.
I have confided, I have opened up, and I have told you guys I'm a bit of a naked phobic. I don't like to be naked.
Yeah. That's right.
I don't like to be naked at all.
And you're going to work on it this year. Like, we get it that people don't like to be naked in front of, like, you know, friends or, you know, even when I'm, like, changing clothes with girlfriends around. Like, I try to be modest about it, but Bert doesn't like to be naked when he's all by himself.
No. Mm-hmm. Don't like it. I just don't like, I'll avoid mirrors naked. Mm-hmm. I can't be in the house by myself naked.
Let me ask you this question. Weird. And I have an issue asking you about nudity, but because this is odd. So if you get out of the shower, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
And you, like, would you step in front of the mirror in front of your vanity to brush your hair?
Yeah, I want to avoid a mirror.
But with no towel around you?
Yeah. For a couple seconds.
I prefer to have a towel around.
I prefer. I mean, I won't be there naked very long. It would just be long enough to probably dry off. And then
you and Stacy don't walk around naked.
No. I don't walk around naked ever. But I figured out why yesterday. Huh. I had sort of an epiphany yesterday after you told me that Tyra Banks was having her show yesterday on nudity and being scared about being nude. Uh-huh. I did watch it yesterday. TiVo'd it, and we watched it last night. First of all,
Now, were you naked when you watched it? Because you said you were going to.
That's right.
You're supposed to be naked.
I didn't.
Oh. Why?
I didn't.
You were supposed to be naked last weekend, too.
By yourself.
I know. I'm not really putting forth the effort that I should be to get over this fear, to be honest with you. But she gave me some good ideas watching the show last night.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Places that she talked about last night, being naked, or things that you should be comfortable doing naked, made me realize I don't do any of them. Like, one of the questions she had on the show, I can play this for you.
Okay.
And by the way, what an unwatchable woman.
Oh my God.
I've never
seen
her show.
So annoying.
Wow. Everything goes back to her.
It wasn't even so much that last night. Stacy and I were both watching it for 15 minutes, and she's like, do we have to continue to watch this? Maybe she just had a bad day. Tyra, not my wife.
day, you mean life.
This was one of the poll. They were taking like a nudity poll that she talked about.
How long is it normal to be in the gym locker room without a towel? A, never. B, a few minutes, locker to shower. Or C, the entire time you're getting ready.
Is this a...
Are we in the Caribbean?
Yeah.
What's that?
We're in the Caribbean. I was
so steel drums.
Yeah. In the locker room with me.
The whole show is terrible. It's really bad. I mean, there's nothing great about it. Aww. So it made me realize that I have never, ever been in a guy's locker room naked or taking a shower. So as she's bringing these things up, even though it's an unwatchable show, I'm thinking, okay, these are little things that I can do to get me more comfortable being naked.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm sure you guys have all been in locker rooms, no problem showering, being naked.
Yeah, because you got to wipe the sweat off of you, so you got to get in the shower.
I mean, you got to do it as privately as possible. There's some women, though, that will walk around and get ready completely naked in a gym locker room or post hot yoga classes, and they're just walking around like, ew, come on.
There's guys who do that, and they're generally older for some reason.
Yes.
Yeah. And they're totally cool with it.
Like, you should be way more confident in your body in your 20s than these dudes are in their 60s. And they're walking around with, like, their taffy all hanging out.
They don't care.
They got no problem at all. Zero. So that's one thing I can do, okay? Here's another one that made me think, okay, this is something I got to do more often.
How long is it okay to stay naked after your intercourse?
Yeah, you can't.
Just a few minutes.
What? The question is how long.
I can't hear him from the. Now we're in a gospel choir, and then somebody's, you know,
such a crappy
noises.
Show. You can't even understand what the question
what
is.
I know.
Because the music is so loud.
Where am I going?
He's asking, how long do you remain naked after you're intimate?
Oh, okay. So these noises are... Okay, we're in the bedroom now. Okay.
Are you asking general people or like Ben Roethlisberger?
Oh.
I don't know that they ever got naked. So for a normal person, the answer is what, Jen? Would you say immediately? Do you... No rush?
No rush.
No rush. Melissa?
Yeah, no.
No rush. Mm-mm.
None at all. You can stay naked until morning.
Yeah, I'm usually... Yeah, until I have to go somewhere.
Yeah,
then you're
shower.
Naked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, not for me.
Really?
No, within minutes.
Really?
Within minutes.
No. Oh my God, Katie, I think Katie would be
weird.
Offended if all of a sudden
I know.
Within minutes. By the time Stacey gets back into the room, I'm in a parka.
Do you get dressed? Do you put like shorts and a t-shirt on, or do you re-put on the whole GIMP outfit that you were wearing when you started?
The whole what? GIMP outfit?
The morph suit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. You need to wear a morph suit under your clothes.
That's sexy. But none of this is sexy, right? Like, I should be there, and I should be able to be naked for as long.
Yes, it's your
wife. Here's what I realized yesterday after watching the show, and this is going to kind of gross you guys out a little bit.
Oh, Lord.
It's not a size issue for me. It's a body hair issue for me.
Which you've always had.
Which I've always had. So, and that's really it for me. Like, when I manscape, I'm fine. But when not, that's when I'm insecure. And that's the whole thing for me.
But if you, when you manscape, you're fine to walk around naked in the house, even by yourself.
I still wouldn't be entirely comfortable with it, but at least I could do it.
Aren't you going to Tracy's Laser Hair, people?
Yeah, I'm going to Ideal Image, but I'm only having my arms and my chest on, and I don't... I can't go back.
You got to get the speed bag
in. I can't go back there. So that's really the issue for me.
So it's the hair issue.
I think it's the hair.
Because
it's
you've
the body
been self-conscious about that since you were a kid.
Yes. Joanna can understand this because she said she had the same problems when she was a kid. We're hairy people.
What's she called? They call her Tarantula? Her brother or something like that? That's so mean.
That's so mean.
God. But I'm sure she walks around naked, though. I mean, I don't think she has the same nudity issues.
Well, I don't even know that
she walks around here naked.
Joanna, will you put a robe on? It's embarrassing.
God.
Are you comfortable naked?
I will say that no, I'm not comfortable.
Really?
Naked. Yeah. Yeah, and I guess it's the hair thing.
Wow.
I hate hair, and I don't like to be touched either, especially if I haven't shaved my legs. Like, do not come near me.
Really?
Yes.
I think that's it for me too.
So now you know. Don't make fun of us when we're young, because now I would be walking around naked, but I won't because I got made fun of as a young person.
That's so sad.
Your brothers, like, they called you Tarantula and stuff.
They called
me
Tarantula, and then when I was young, this kid gave me a postcard with the picture of Chewbacca on it.
Oh no.
That's stuff you don't forget, even as adults.
I remember his name and everything.
So do you shave your arms?
Yes, I do.
I mean, I shave my arms, too.
Why don't you do the Ideal Image thing?
I'm working on it.
Oh. What was that dude's name, by the way?
His name was BJ.
BJ.
The guy.
He's got his own set of problems.
BJ Jones.
BJ Jones. You never forget.
BJ Jones, you got a funny name.
I told you guys when I was much younger, I was obviously, I'm the shortest adult in my group now, and I was always the shortest kid as well. Mm-hmm. And I was insecure about it as a kid, so my parents put me on growth hormones, which didn't do anything. It didn't make me taller, it just made me hairier. So I was like a hairy 5-year-old kid that was getting crap about it all the time.
And this
so
is
even
the reason.
As an adult, I'm still really insecure about it. So I think if I can do these things, if I shave, I think I could go to the locker room. I think I could walk around my house so long as I'm totally and completely
scaped.
Scaped.
But you said that
like
this
that,
year.
Like that cat that Austin Powers had.
The hairless cat.
Maybe Ideal Image just has a vat that they can dip you in from the head down. Like they just hold you by the head and just dip you in there for like 10 seconds.
And I go there, but I just can't go back there side to do it. I just... Way too insecure. Hey, Lisa, good morning.
Hi, Bert and Joanna. I totally know exactly how you feel. I'm the same exact way. And, like, if I don't get waxed or anything, there is no way I'm being... I, like, have a robe by my bed. if I'm by myself, I'm fine. But around the boyfriend, I'm like, where's my t-shirt?
Yeah, it's a hair issue.
Yeah, anyway, whatever. We have issues in our house because there's too many windows. And that's the thing is, because we have to remind ourselves there's windows there. We don't care.
Really?
Yeah.
Your neighbors are like, hey, Melissa, thanks for the 5 things I need to know tonight. Yeah.
The Bert Show. Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Producer Joanna.
Hi.
It is venting time.
It is.
She's worked on the Burt Show too long. She's reached her capacity of complaints.
Okay. I think because I work here and I hear it here, and then I work at a restaurant where I'm surrounded by women as well, I am just over females just not having standards for themselves when it comes to men and putting up with so much crap. And then complaining about it, but going back to them. And then complaining, and then going back to them. I just don't get, where did we lower our standards? When did we realize, like, oh, well, I can take what I can get at this point? You know, why aren't we out there saying, you know what, I'm not going to take this crap from a guy if he doesn't call me when he says he's going to call, or if he doesn't, you know, take me out on a nice date? Why are we just settling? Mm-hmm. And just being, you know, happy, you know, just with whatever we can get. I just don't get it. And it's annoying. It happened with, you know, I feel bad, but it happened with Psycho Sue, you know, putting up with the crap, with the guy coming back. And then this girl at work was telling me that her boyfriend just up and left and didn't call her and tell her where he was going. And I said, oh, so he's your ex-boyfriend now? And she's like, no, we're still dating. And I'm what in the hell are you guys thinking?
I'll tell you what some of it is. It's some of the messages that guys get that we feel like we can take advantage. And the not-so-psycho Sue, Fiji, and Tool example is a great example. If I'm a guy and I'm on the outside looking in on this whole thing, and I hear what Tool has done to Fiji and how she knows all about it, and at the end of the day, she gets back with him again, as a guy, I'm like, I can get away with anything I want.
So as a guy, are you saying that men react to whatever women do? So if a woman wants higher standards from men, then they'll step up and do it?
Yes, and I feel like there's this underlying still current that women are so desperate to be in relationships that we can pull more crap because you allow us to. And again, using the Fiji Tool analogy here, look at all the crap that dude pulls. She is so desperate to be in a relationship, though, that she jumps back in. And as a guy, you hear that, you're like, game's on.
Well, it's an insecurity thing, and then I think it's an age thing, because you don't go through too many relationships being in your late teens, early 20s, and you're just starting to figure out what you want. So you're going to put up with more when you're younger until you figure out exactly you can get a nice guy.
I see it with a lot of older women, too.
Yeah, I think women don't think they deserve the standards that they want. I don't think we deserve a nice guy. I don't think we deserve to be treated well. I think that's just, it comes with time and age.
At what point do you stop feeling like that and start stand up for yourself. Have your standards. Have him come pick you up at your house. Have him open the door for you. Have him pull out your chair for you. Don't settle. There are so many guys out there, and it infuriates me that these girls keep going back to this crap. I cannot tell you how pissed off I am at my friends who do this, that keep going back to that. And I tell them over and over again, there is a guy out there who will treat you nicely and who will treat you like a lady with respect, because that's the key word. He needs to treat you with respect.
And I think it's easier to set those standards at the beginning of a relationship because once you have all of your emotions all wrapped up in it, then it's like you can't even see straight. You know, because I have friends like yours. They're in relationships, but their emotions run so deep for those guys that it's like they screwed it up at the very beginning, you know, and it's like it's hard to go back and start over again unless you get out of those relationships and hit the reset button. It's like you can't, you know, teach an old dog new tricks kind of thing.
I think at the base of it, I still feel like this probably pertains more to women than it does dudes, but maybe both. Is that people would rather be with somebody for the wrong reasons than alone for the right reasons.
But I also think that's on everybody, because people give single people a hard time. You know, like, you can't have one without the other. You can't tell a single person, especially women with their girlfriends, you can't tell her, oh, well, what's wrong? You haven't been in a relationship for 2 or 3 years or whatever, and then turn around and then get mad at her if she gets in a relationship and had settled for somebody. Like, I think it's all relative when you're putting pressure on people.
Here is Allison. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning. Oh my gosh, I agree with this so much. I just had this conversation with a friend not too long ago, and she always has to be in a relationship, and it's always gotten so much worse, especially over the past year, and it has to do with the daddy issues. It's always the daddy that has to make this issue so bad. She's longs for that connection with someone, and it's only making it worse that no one can fulfill that for her. It's so sad to watch.
Is that consistent, do you think, like in the women that y'all are talking about, if you know anything about their family history? Weak fathers equal weak daughters in relationships?
I can say that with my friends, I do have a couple that have who had zero or very turbulent relationships with their fathers. And now it's resulting to not so good choices with their men that they're with. But I don't know if that, I mean, I can't generalize that. I can just say that, yes, within my group of friends, that is true.
I think it's with relationships that you see growing up, too. You see your mom and dad's relationship. If that went well and what your mom settled for, even if what your dad settled for, you're going to mimic that.
Dudes are calling up, disagreeing totally. Hey, Jason, good morning. You're on Q100. What's going on, dude?
Represent. Hey, how are you guys?
Represent, dude. Good.
I am going to disagree wholeheartedly. To lump every guy into this one category, I think is pretty wrong. And you guys gave the example of Poole and Fiji and whatnot, but you have to understand, that's a pretty extraordinary story, even by Burt Show standards.
I don't think
we're putting it on. Joanna said there's so many guys out there. Why are these girls going back to these same guys? So Joanna did say that there is, there are plenty of good guys out there, but that's not the only reference we have to women putting up with crap because, everybody's referenced several friends of theirs,
Let's bring it in studio. And Wendy, I don't mean to be disrespectful to you. But, I mean, here it's the same type of situation where Wendy was going out with this dude a couple of years ago who, not physically, but mentally abused her, yet there's still this connection to the dude, and she's nervous that when she gets back, she's sort of going to get back with the dude.
And it's a fear of being alone, and I think a lot of women have that fear of being alone for the rest of their lives or until they're 30, and there's this age where you have to get married and pressure to be in a relationship. All your friends are getting married. There's a pressure there, and then you think if you lose this person, there's not going to be somebody out there. You're going to just be this lonely person on an island all by yourself. I'm not saying is right, but it's just how you feel in that moment.
And what I try to get across to my friends that are in these relationships is, like, as long as you are still putting up with this guy and this relationship and this crap, you're definitely not going to meet somebody else.
Yeah.
Because you're all of your thoughts and your energy and your time and your effort and everything is wrapped up in this one person, whether you're broken up or not, or if you're, in that broken up state like where you are, but still sort of hung up on it. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Your mind space is completely occupied by all of that. Of course, somebody new is not walking into your life right now.
And not dealing
with
that.
Because you can't let go of the past. Mm-hmm. You can let go of the past and just drop it and be able to move forward, of course, then somebody new is going to walk into your life.
And I think another thing that I find in women that is concerning is it kind of goes with what Wendy said about the fear of being alone. So many women identify themselves by who they're dating. And it starts in high school or junior high school. Like it starts in what all women want to talk about are the guys they're dating, where when you're in a group of guys, that's not necessarily everything that they're talking about in their lives. And so I just think that the fear of being alone, as a woman, you have to think about everything about your life. And what is that fear of being alone? What's so bad about being single? What's so bad about being by yourself? What's so bad about having the time to be able to commit to yourself rather than, because you're going to be in a relationship. It's going to happen. It's good. There's going to be a guy that's going to come along. But I still don't understand the concept of what is so bad about it. What's that fear from?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Jason wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. He's like, oh, hell no. Hey, Jason. Good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all this morning?
Good, man. Why do you want to be on The Voice Disguiser?
Because my girlfriend listens to this radio station, and I don't want her to know.
Okay.
This radio station.
All right, go for
this
it.
One.
Y'all are generalizing.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't make sense to the fact of...
There you go, Tyler.
Hold on just a second.
I would like to say I did not generalize. I did say there's a lot of great guys out there.
Well, anytime
But you're generalizing the fact that a lot of these guys are abusing these women. Where I know... Everyone I know that's in a relationship, every one of those guys takes an extra effort into making sure that their relationship is in great standing. You know, no matter what the situation may be with, my best friend, he's loved his wife since high school, and her father has had an issue with it, but he makes sure that she's happy no matter what.
Of course,
there's all these great guys out there, and you know, no girls really want to see that. They want the jerks. And, you know, it's kind of hard for us nice guys to really try and, you know, get noticed.
I think he's got a point.
That's another great angle on it.
I do think he's got a point.
So why are y'all choosing like those guys?
I
can't speak for them because I mean, my friends always made fun of me because I always dated the really nice, dorky guys.
Well, Jen,
those were the ones I liked. So I can't answer that.
You can speak to this, Jen.
Yeah, I'm dating a nice guy now, but I didn't always. I don't know. I think it's just, I don't know what changes. I mean, maybe it's because I'm a little bit older now, and or maybe it's like that I've learned I deserve to be treated a lot better.
And I think you think you can change a guy, too, if he's a bad boy. I'm going to be the one woman who's going to turn him around. I'm going to be the one woman he's going to propose to and get married to, and he's going to be this good guy eventually. But
when it works, it makes you feel special.
Right.
And it gives you an excuse to be with somebody that you don't really think that you should be with.
Maybe.
Or is it being with the guy that you think all the other women want? Mm. Like, so you're almost putting on a show. Like, you...
No, it's not that. Wendy hit the nail on the head. We think we can change you.
Hey, Summer, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. Okay, so why is it that just, like, guys see that women put up with a lot of things? So why does that excite them? Why don't they just want to act right? Why are they like, oh, here's someone I can take advantage of? Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't think guys think that.
Why can't it just be like, oh, she's into me, let me not be a jerk? You know what I mean?
I don't think guys think that way.
Like, guys don't raise their own standard?
Yeah, guys don't say, ooh, this girl, I can really take advantage of this girl. I think men, this is a generalization, so whatever, email me, F you. The generalization, I think guys will stretch every single limit that they can. Like, I think...
Like, if you give them an inch, they'll take a mile kind of thing?
If you give them an inch, they'll take every bit of that inch. So if from the beginning of the relationship, it's totally cool for the guy to say he's going to pick you up at 7:30 and he rolls in at 8:15 and you go, no problem, I understand things happen, rather than stand there with your arms crossed going, hey, that's kind of jacked up because I got ready for you, and put the guy on his toes. Mm-hmm. Women, I think, are so generalizing, but whatever. I think women are so nervous about losing the guy because they don't want to be alone that they're like, oh, it's totally cool you're 45 minutes later. The guy's like, hey, I'm going to call you on my way home from work, and he doesn't do it. And you don't call him out on that. Like, you don't pick up the phone. You know he's in the car from 5:30 to 6:30. You don't call him at 6:15 and go, dude, I thought you were going to call me. Then the guy's going to totally take advantage of that.
And I just want to reiterate the message I'm hearing from you guys, saying that you react to the woman. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whether it's fair or not, it sounds like the woman is responsible for the men's behavior, from what you guys have
said. Setting the standard.
The guy's responsible for his own behavior, but the woman who... Puts the bar wherever it's going to be.
Sets the bar. Yeah. Hey, Mike, good morning. You're on Q100.
Yeah, what's up? I just want to say that I think out of all of you, Wendy has the best head on her shoulders. I do a lot of actual of watching people's behaviors and relationships. Mm-hmm. And I had a question for Jen and Melissa.
Uh-huh.
And you were giving great advice, but I want to know, do you actually follow that advice about how you should be able to just set these standards and up on these guys that are treating you badly?
Well, I don't date men, and my point is, I don't date men, so I'm not self-conscious about being demanding. So when I'm dating other women, women are very expressive, and when you have two women together, we talk and we communicate, and those standards or limits or whatever, it's not that women don't take advantage of it. I've been in crappy relationships, but I do think for some women, they're afraid to tell men how they feel about it because they don't want to come across as rude or a bitch. And I don't mind being a bitch.
I got your back on that. You don't have any problem with that.
Yeah, and I'm not embarrassed by it, and I'm not ashamed of it.
I just want to follow up what I said before, is women, I don't think women should be afraid of setting the standard from day one, because a guy will step up to it. Like, guys don't, what you don't understand, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, because maybe this is just me, but guys aren't aware of the limits you're putting on them. Like, if the guy says, I'm going to call you tonight between 6 and 7 and we'll figure out what we're going to do, and he doesn't call you by 7 and you call him on that, if you're nice about it, if it's 7 o'clock, the phone rings, and you're like, hey, what's up? It's Wendy. You said you were going to call me. It's between 6 and 7. Are we doing something tonight? The guy doesn't think, oh, my God, what a bitch. I can't believe she's doing that. And, like, think negatively about you. The guy will adjust his behavior because he knows that...
Depending if he likes you or not.
Yeah. And if he's into you, and if
he'll
doesn't...
rise to the occasion.
And if he doesn't like you, then you don't want to be in a relationship with him anyways. So women shouldn't be afraid of setting a bar somewhere for the guy. It's
women. Women don't like to play that game.
It's
though.
Not
that,
a game.
Not the game, but just like the all in. Like what you just said is, if he likes you, then he will cater to you. What you're absolutely.
I'm not
right
saying
in
it's not even catering.
I know what you're saying. They will meet the standard that you're setting.
Yes.
But women are so scared to set that standard mm-hmm. because they feel like guys are going to bail on them.
But then why do you want to be in a relationship
then
with them anyways?
You don't
anyways?
Want to be with that
and
person.
You don't want to be alone.
And that's
exactly.
where I think like women have the problem, is that they want to be mm-hmm. with anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
with
see,
somebody.
Yeah, I think you should. I think if you throw it out, I think you would be surprised. I would challenge women, and I'm sorry, guys, but I would challenge women to spend the next, you know, the month of May or the next 2 weeks or even a week even and just set the standard.
But that works if you're at the beginning of a relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
once you're already in it,
it's a harder adjustment.
It's
oh, yeah,
a way harder adjustment. Like, I make the analogy to, like, living with a guy. Like, I would never, ever do that again. Because guess what? Once you move in with him and live with him, what's the reason for him to do, like, propose? What's the reason for him to move forward with any of those next steps and plans and all that other stuff? What's the point? Mm-hmm. You're already there every day.
Well, I just think women need to go back and start over. Maybe get out of those bad relationships and start over from the beginning and set the standards.
And stop complaining to each other
and
about it.
Stop complaining.
And especially stop complaining to Joanna because she's sick of you.
The Burt Show.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
This was Lee a couple of days ago. She's pretty upset at her big sister.
I'm engaged, and I am supposed to get married in September. Okay, so my mom died a few years ago, and she promised my older sister her wedding dress that my mom got married in. Mm-hmm. But now my sister is not with that guy anymore. She doesn't even have a boyfriend. She's kind of nowhere near getting married. I really, really, really want the dress.
All right. Now, what's not in that is mom's passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So big sister Molly here was engaged when mom passed that dress on to her. Mm-hmm. Mom passes away. Engagement dissolves. Wedding dress sitting there in Molly's closet. Younger sister Lee gets engaged, wants the wedding dress. And Molly's like, no, that's not going to happen.
No,
I don't think so. So here is Molly now. Hey, Molly, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm all right. I'm okay.
All right. Did you hear your younger sister on with us a couple of days ago, or did you hear, like, through the grapevine she was on?
I heard it through the grapevine.
Okay.
I did, and then I actually, then people told me exactly kind of what she said.
Okay.
All right. And I kind of feel like I'm getting slammed for something that... Everyone keeps forgetting is like, it's not just me being like, no, this is my dress. It's the fact that my mother gave me that dress for my wedding and not with the instructions for me to wear it on that wedding day. And like, I know this one didn't work out, but there will be future weddings.
Of course there will. Why can't you both wear the dress? That's what I don't understand. Why you want to be so selfish and keep it alone for you and not share it with your sister? She was both of your mother. Both of yours mother. You
she was the mother to both of you.
Thank you.
Shared
it's like Twitter.
Or...
Exactly what I was thinking. Correcting grammar.
Yeah.
Yeah, so why can't you share it?
Because that's my mom didn't want it to be shared. She gave it to me to be worn at my wedding.
She gave it to you because you were engaged at the time.
Yeah, and she loved my fiance, and she loved like the fact that she was just so excited for that marriage that she was happy to give us that dress, and she gave me that dress for the wedding. And I, again, this is my mom, and she didn't want the dress to be, I don't know, she just didn't want the dress to be worn maybe by both kids. That's why she gave it to me. So
let me ask you this question then. What if the roles were reversed? What if Lee got engaged while your mom was still alive? Would you be saying that dress was specifically for Lee, or was it for both of you guys?
Well, if my mom had given it to Lee with instructions that it was just for Lee, then yeah, that's fine.
Oh, whatever.
My mother would have wanted, and she's unfortunately passed away now, and it's, I mean, I don't understand why people don't have, they don't understand you have to honor whatever that person's wishes were, no matter if you agree with them or not, because they're not here to defend themselves. I have to defend what my mother wanted.
Did she give you the dress with the explicit instructions that this is only for you to wear? Or are you
interpreting?
Or interpreting her? Because I'm guessing she gave you the dress and said, I want you to wear this at your wedding. That's very different than, I want you and only you to wear this dress.
I think it would have come up. She didn't say, oh, this would be so amazing that you and your sister could wear
this. But your sister wasn't engaged at the time.
No, my mom's never met the guy that she's marrying. So
that doesn't make a difference. Mm-mm. But what if the situation was reversed? What if you were the younger sister and she was the older sister hanging onto the dress, you're engaged and it's your mom's dress?
No offense,
she
can't figure that out. She can't mm-hmm. relate to that because she's the older sister. I mean, this is an argument I made before, is that, you know, she... And Molly, I'm the younger sister, and my advice to your younger sister was just to leave it alone because I felt like there was no way to convince you. I have an older sister. Our father's passed away, and I know that I would not be able to get anything out of Melanie's hands that she has white-knuckled that was Dad's that he gave to her. Because I understand how sacred it is, because they're gone, and that's all you have left, and I get that. I do think it is selfish for you not to allow your little sister the same opportunity, but... I told her that I didn't think you could be convinced because an older sister has never had to adapt to anybody else's wishes, but the younger sister always does to yours. So, I mean, I just think that it's hard for you to understand what your little sister's going through.
I mean...
Is that fair?
I mean, yes. I mean, I'm not in her shoes. I'm trying to be in my mom's shoes and what she would think of this wedding.
Oh, come on.
Hold on one sec.
Oh, yeah.
Plenty of people want to talk to you about this. So Molly here, the older sister, says, look, this is the way that mom wanted it. Uh-huh. She didn't give me explicit instructions that the wedding dress was mine, but it should be implied that the wedding dress was only to be worn by me.
Can I ask her a quick yes or no question, if she promises only to answer with the word yes or the word no? Is she there, Molly?
Yes.
You can only answer this yes or no.
Okay.
You said that you're trying to be in your mom's shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So yeah. Does that mean that you don't think your mom would agree with this wedding?
Yes or no? Would your mom agree with this wedding, yes or
yes
no?
Yes or no.
She would support Lee whatever she would want.
So yes, she can't answer yes or no.
She's not answering yes or no. Just yes or no. I got to go to commercials. Yes or no.
Would she be happy about the wedding?
Yes or no.
That's the problem. You don't think your mom is happy with your little sister getting married?
Hey, The Bert Show.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bert Show.
Previously on The Bert Show.
I'm engaged, and I am supposed to get married in September. Okay, so my mom died a few years ago.
Mm.
And she promised my older sister her wedding dress that my mom got married in.
Mm-hmm.
But now... my sister is not with that guy anymore. She doesn't even have a boyfriend. She's kind of nowhere near getting married. I really, really, really want the dress.
Okay, that was Lee last week.
Mm-hmm.
And just a couple of minutes ago, older sister Molly called in. This is her take.
I kind of feel like I'm getting slammed. It's not just me being like, no, this is my dress. It's the fact that my mother gave me that dress for my wedding. And not with the instructions for me to wear it on my wedding day. And, like, I know this one didn't work out, but there will be future weddings.
Yeah, so why can't you share it?
Because that's, my mom didn't want it to be shared. She gave it to me to be worn at my wedding.
Okay, so we really have to define two things here before we go to your calls, and people are very passionate about this. First, the instructions. You said your mom gave you instructions about that dress. What exactly were those instructions?
The instructions was that I was supposed to wear it, and that, you know,
were there one. Did she specifically say that your little sister was not allowed to wear it? That's the only instruction that matters.
She didn't specifically say that then, okay. She was never allowed to touch that dress.
Okay. And the second thing to refer back to before we go to calls is the point that Jeff made, which is a very, very, very important one, I think.
Mm-hmm. I watch a lot of CSI, a lot of Law and Order. But the last thing that you said is, as Bert put you on hold, and the reason that we picked you back up is... you said, I'm trying something, I'm paraphrasing, but I'm trying to do what my mom would want me to do, or something along those lines, which in my mind kind of light bulb went off and made me think that you are putting what you think your mom's wishes would be on your little sister in form of restricting this dress. So the question that you were unable to answer, it was supposed to be a yes or no question, is do you think your mom would be unhappy with your little sister getting married to this person?
And this is only yes or no. Yes or no. Yes or no. Yes or no.
Yes or no.
Yes or no.
She would support Lee in any decision, but
if she went through with the wedding, my mom would support,
and it wouldn't be like, you know, she wouldn't talk to her Christmas or something like
that. Would she approve of this guy?
Maybe she wouldn't approve, like, she's, you know,
Lisa's
littlest daughter, so she has very high expectations and maybe wouldn't think, like, this guy is of the highest caliber for her daughter, but that's, like, coming from, you know, a mom point of view, and I think she just didn't,
Do you approve of this guy?
Yeah, he's fine.
That's no.
Because
I think that maybe
murky water there.
Without your mom, you're trying to step in and play mom to your younger sister,
which I don't think is fair.
She's not asking for my dress. She's asking for my mother's dress. So,
her mother too. It's her too.
Yeah. Her mother's
both
dress
of
too.
Here is mom. Virtual listener Treasure once in on this. Thinks we're being too hard on Molly. Hey, Treasure.
Okay. Hi. Hey guys. Hey. I love you guys.
Thanks.
I'm like a gold star listener. Like, you know how Melissa's a gold star lesbian.
Uh-huh.
I've been listening to you guys since I was in middle school. Ooh. But I think you guys are being a little harsh on her. I'm an older sister, so I know how it is, and I just think you guys aren't understanding. And isn't it kind of selfish for the younger sister to ask to use that dress?
No.
Go ahead, Wendy. You seem to be most passionate about this.
I'm an older sister, and I would never do this to my sister. I would be more than happy to share something that was my mother's because we both love my mother to pieces. There's no way I would even think about denying a dress to my sister, especially that belonged to somebody we both love and care about.
Yeah, but this little sister was just like, she's not getting married. It was kind of condescending, and she was just like, look, give me the dress, and because I deserve it. And it's just like,
I think you're interpreting this story based on if you're the older sister or you're the younger sister.
Absolutely.
But I agree with Wendy. I don't think so, because I think she's giving older sisters a bad name.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm an older sister of a younger brother, and it wouldn't be a dress that we shared, but if it was something to share, to have a part of his wedding day that was from one of our parents, of course I would give it to him. I think she's giving big sisters a bad name.
I will say, because once again, you know, in my family we have lost a parent, and so I get the nature of that being a little heavier than a normal situation. But one thing I said to your younger sister, and I will say to you, is that she's more important than this dress. So whatever decision you make about the dress, your relationship with your sister is more important because of all the things. I never knew your mother, but I can pretty much confidently say that the last thing your mother would have wanted is you and your sister to fight over anything, let alone this wedding dress that was hers. So she would feel like she's causing this fight. So I think that your sister's more important than any of this, and I just think that y'all have lost sight of that.
I don't want it to affect our relationship. Like, again, I love my little sister, and I want what's best for her. And, you know, like I said, I'm going to support her through whatever decision she makes. But, like, she knows this. Like, she knows what I'm talking about. Like, she can't expect, like, the full support of what she thinks, like, is entitled to her from our mom.
Here's Ashley. Hey, Ashley, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My point is, I'm a younger sister, and I have an older sister that acts like Molly. My mother, too, passed away, and there's more of a possessiveness with the older sister than there is the younger. But my point is that Molly said that her mom loved her fiancé and gave this, wanted her and her fiancé to enjoy this dress. So does that mean the dress is just going to hang in the closet since she's not marrying that guy? Because she can't, you know, she can't say, well, my mom would approve of anybody I married.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's no way to know. True. So basically you're going to hold on to this thing until you get married, as long as it takes.
Well, yeah. I mean, I do plan on getting married, and the dress was given to me for that purpose, for my wedding. And, I mean, it's not like I'm being so more possessive than Lee. Like, Lee won't give it up either. She wants the dress just as much, you know, as anything else, too. So it's not like I'm the only possessive one. She could just get over it and get a different dress.
Are you jealous?
I have to stand in for my mom here. Like, it's fine. She could have whatever dress, you know, if it wasn't connected to my mom. I would give her, if she wanted any dress I had, I would, you know, give it to her. I even offered to pay for half of whatever other dress she wants to get.
She should pick out a $40,000
dress.
You've said something twice that really bothers me, in the fact that you're standing in for your mom. Like, you are your mother's daughter, and so is she. Like, when a parent passes away, it is not the responsibility of the child to step in. Unless your little sister was 10, then I get it. Mm-hmm. But you're both adults, so you are not your little sister's mother. Let me repeat that. You are not your little sister's mother just because your mother passed away. So I think you need to get out of that mindset. It's not your responsibility to do that.
Is it going
to
make you feel good when you see her walk down the aisle on her wedding day not wearing your mother's dress? Are you going to feel some sort of, like, vindication?
She won't know because she might not be there.
I would think that you would feel guilty. Like, once you get your way and your little sister doesn't wear the wedding gown down the aisle and she's got her brand new gown that she purchased and she's not wearing your mom's, and you have it stashed away in your closet for your special day, are you going to feel good about that?
No, I'm not going to feel good if my little sister's upset, but she needs to understand, and she already knows that, like, this is not, it's just like, if your mom all through her life was like, never, like, I don't know, never wear white after Labor Day or something, and was always, like, adamant about something, or you just knew how she felt about something, and then as soon as she dies, you're like, oh, now I'm going to just, like, wear, like, obviously that's a very, like, not big example, but going to be like, well, I'm going to wear white after Labor Day. Like, isn't this fun when, like, mom's not around, that this is how I'm going to act? Like,
you're using the word adamant, though. I mean, she wasn't adamant that you get the dress in and your little sister doesn't, though. Hey, Amara, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi.
Hey.
I think she's being ridiculous. I mean, this is her sister, and if their mom is gone, and what would make her happy would be to wear their mother's dress. I think by all means, she could get it. That is just ridiculous. This should not even be this big of an issue.
Here is Debbie. Good morning. You're on Q100. Good morning, Debbie.
Hey, good morning. Listen, I know a family, and I'm an oldest also. So anyway, I know a family where four girls shared the mom's dress.
Mm-hmm.
The oldest one asked the mom if she could use it. The mom gave it to her. The second one was engaged. The older sister had the idea, why don't you wear the dress? Each time, the girls decided this amongst themselves. By the time the last one got married, the mom had passed. But each time, when they would rework the dress just a little, they'd save the pieces that had been taken off. One girl had something put back on. It was always a form of the mom's dress. And the neat thing was, they would, in the back of the church, display a picture of the mom in the original dress.
Is there any chance of any kind of compromise for you at all, Molly? Like, would that be an option for you, or this is my dress, this is the way mom wanted it, and there's no halfway?
I don't know what the halfway would be. I mean, I'm glad that worked out for that family, but, like,
I think that's so
not what, like, it's about.
I told you,
wouldn't...
That's why I told, that's why I told the younger sister it's not even worth the fight. My thing is, I'm sorry for your mother, for your loss of your mother, and I hope that you and your sister can keep your relationship strong or get it stronger. But I knew there's no compromise. Right. There's none. I mean, she's made her decision, and mm-hmm. that's it. So little sister has to say, okay, I have to get another dress now because older sister doesn't want me to have it.
There's really nothing that anybody...
I don't want her to have it. My mom wouldn't
want
you're interpreting that.
Your mother never said that.
My mom would not approve of, like I said, the man she's married.
What is so wrong with
that? There it was. There it was.
What is so wrong with this guy?
There it was.
Jeff
my mom
was right.
would not approve
there
of what?
There it is. Jeff was
what
right.
What is wrong with this guy?
Save that.
Jeff was
there's
right.
Save that. Nothing wrong with him. He is a very nice guy. It's just my mom...
Why?
Came from a different generation, and she definitely had ideas.
He's not,
of like,
is he not your race?
Well, I mean, he's Colombian, so whatever.
Okay, he's not.
He's Mexican.
No, he's not Mexican.
No,
he's Colombian.
He's very nice.
Wow.
My sister's fully aware of my mom. My mom was a lovely person, but obviously everyone's not perfect, and you wish you could change, you know.
So your mom's position, you think, would have been, she would have been bummed that your sister is marrying somebody of Latino descent. So you're holding on to the dress to
I mean, not even descent. He is like, he's from Colombia.
So?
He speaks like Colombian. He's like.
He drinks Colombian coffee.
Uh-huh.
He's like,
now,
just so you,
now, before we go too far into this, because I obviously, would
Jeff
your mom,
Pitt, you got it.
I know. Would your mom be okay with you talking to Bert, who has taken Rosetta Stone?
He hasn't swallowed it like a pill. He's taken a Rosetta Stone with a little bit of whiskey.
I'm not sure
if you know this or not, but Bert has made love to the woman we call Rosetta Stone. Is he okay to talk with you? He is laid with Rosetta. Oh.
I am this close to passing a Rosetta Stone right now.
I'm so sad for her.
Molly, we're going to go because there's no way that anybody could say anything today that's going to make you change your mind. So good luck with it. I hope this doesn't get in the way of you and your sister because it's going to. It really is.
Right. Well, hopefully she can look past the dress and just.
Well, you can look past the person she's marrying to.
Okay.
I'm so mad.
She's not going to change her mind. She's not going to change her mind from the start.
I can't stand her. No, I'm so mad.
That's done.
Get it? The Bert Show.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.